Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Hello. Becky's off today. It's just me and the one that doesn't speak. There's no Chris. But we'll have a lovely time. Took my mum to see Take That on Saturday night. She loved it. What a crowd. It was incredible and it's such a good show. She wasn't one of the older ladies there drinking pints of wine. She was on the orange juice, didn't get any fights, anything, nothing to report there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, Fern, as you may have been hearing earlier, was also at a festival, not Tea in the Park. She went to a festival in Belgium. Did you hear this earlier? Have a think what bands Fern Cotton saw. Remember, she's the custodian of Radio 1's Live Lounge. She is uber cool. She's all about the new music. I'm talking Fern Cotton. You can get some Scott Mills points here, actually. Think of four bands or artists that Fern saw at the weekend at this festival in Belgium. Fern Cotton, yeah? All about the new music. 10 Scott Mills points if you get any of these right. So here they are. The bands that Fern Cotton went all the way to Belgium to see this weekend.
I saw Texas.
Give yourself 10 Scott Mills points if you said that Fern went to Belgium to see Texas.
I saw James Blunt.
Another 10 points if you said James Blunt.
I saw Simple Minds.
10 points for Simple Minds. And finally, another artist that Fern Cotton went all the way to Belgium just to see.
Brian Adams, who was headlining. Absolutely brilliant.
10 Scott Mills points if you said any of those. Brian Adams, Simple Minds, James Blunt and Texas.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
So I went to Take That, as I mentioned, on Saturday. Really, really good. And my mum, who came with me, as I said, wasn't one of the wild ones on the wine. Loads of people today will be going, "Mum, seriously, what did you do at Take That? Oh my God, the woman in front of me will have serious wine regret all of yesterday and today." She was dancing like a loon and the wine was definitely on. Which kind of got me thinking, it's about this time of year where we normally do our annual Embarrassing Parent Award. So let's start this up, shall we, for 2011. I'm just looking for stories of actual cringe moments from your parents, from your mum or your dad.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, I'm after Embarrassing Parents today. We're going to hand out the award for 2011. This always gets really, really good stories. Cringe, let me know. 81199 or search Scott Mills on Facebook. I like this from Johnny in Northants. As I said, I was at Take That the weekend. I've mentioned that a few times now. Johnny says, "Did you not join in with the Mexican wave at Saturday's Take That gig because you were scared of splitting your slightly tight denim shorts? I sat directly behind you. Do you shave your legs?" No, there isn't much hair on them anyway, and the hair that was on there got waxed off when I had to be Kate Middleton for a day, and I actually didn't realise there was a Mexican wave happening until it had happened. I wasn't paying much attention. That's why.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hey, Kirsty.
Hi.
So who's your embarrassing parent, please?
It's my mum.
Okay. Why?
Because she continuously asks for Tina Turner and Simply the Best, whatever party or whatever function she goes to.
So any function where there's karaoke, yeah?
Any function where there's, like, music or anything.
Does she do it at gigs as well? Like, "Play Simply the Best!" Even if it's not Tina Turner.
She probably would. She'd be like, "Can you do a cover?"
Why is she obsessed with this song?
I don't know.
And this has been going on for how long?
Since before I was born. She still doesn't know all the words, so, and she still just sings a chorus like, "Simply the Best!" And then all the rest is, "Na, na, 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 na."
No idea of the words at all.
No idea. If it's on, like, karaoke screen and the words are right in front of her, she'll just ignore them and start dancing. Does the old pull-up her dress and show a bit of knee, the occasional kick.
Oh, she does a high kick too?
Yeah.
Oh, this is brilliant.
It's so funny.
Go on, Mum. Does this fill you with horror hearing this?
Yeah, it does. Me and my dad just, like, she disappears for a while, and me and my dad will just be like, where's she gone? And then we'll see her come back all with a big smile on her face, and we'll just be like, oh, no. You're sampling the best. Yeah.
So when she's up there, are you sat down going, yep, that's my mum up there?
Sometimes. Yeah, and other times I'm like, these are nice drapes. What do you think, Dad? And my dad's like, yeah, they're a good denier.
Love you, bye. Lorn?
Yeah?
Where are you?
I'm actually in France.
Oh.
In the Pyrenees.
What are you doing there?
Well, I've actually been living here for a couple of years now. But I still listen to BBC Radio 1.
Feel more sophisticated just talking to you.
Yes. Well, it's actually quite nice weather here.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's enough. So why are you living there then?
Well, I'm actually living here because my dad moved here for work.
Okay.
So I've been living here since I was about 13.
How old are you now?
I'm 18 next week, in a week's time.
Happy birthday for next week.
Thanks, Scott.
Right, embarrassing mum or dad on this one?
That would be my mum, yeah.
Okay. What's your mum's name?
Catherine.
Okay. Tell me about Catherine, please.
Well, once I was about to go meet a girl I liked for the first time. Well, not for the first time, but I was going to ask her to go out with me for the first time.
Right.
And we'd gone to the local McDonald's, and I thought, well, before actually asking, I'd nip to the loo to, well, prepare myself a bit.
Did you freshen up with the muck wash?
With the muck soap.
Oh, muck soap, yeah. So a little bit of a freshen up?
A little bit of a freshen up.
Before then, going to ask her out?
Going to ask her out, yeah.
Okay.
And then I got there, came up to the table. She was standing up. I didn't get why at that particular point. Slapped me and left. I tried to follow her, but...
She slapped you?
She actually slapped me right across the face in front of me.
The girl that you were going to ask out?
Yep, right in the face.
I thought this only happened in films.
So did I, actually. And it's not happened since, but she was quite... angry. And
it happens in EastEnders as well.
Yeah, it does, actually.
A lot.
So I was there, I was just red-faced, I tried to follow her out the door, but she'd already gone, I didn't know what to do.
So you're just standing there going, why has she left, and why did I get slapped?
Why did I get slapped? So I went home, and then a couple of hours later, one of her best friend, who's also a mate of mine, phoned me and sort of explained what had happened.
Oh, God, and this is relating to your mum, isn't it?
This is relating to my mum, yes.
Okay, I'm ready, go.
Well, while I'd gone nip to the loo, my mum turned up at McDonald's and gave her a condom.
Oh, God.
And she said, literally, here you go, I'd rather be sure that you're protecting yourself properly before I'd actually asked her out.
You hadn't even asked her?
No.
So, your mum gives the girl a condom?
Yeah, right in McDonald's.
Oh, what did you say to your mum after this?
I went downstairs because I was in my room and just said, Mum, what on earth have you done? And she said, well, I thought she was your girlfriend, and isn't it normal? And I said, of course it's not normal. Nobody does that. I mean, you must be off your head. I just was mortified.
Have you spoken to or seen the girl since?
Yeah. She just sort of blanked me.
Have you seen any other girls since?
French girls.
Okay. And your mum is far away from that situation at all times?
From now on, I don't really like to tell her. If I'm going to see a girl, I keep the information to myself.
I would, yeah. Bonjour. Tu veux un préservatif?
Yeah, sort of along those lines, yeah.
Thank you, Lorne. Love you. Podcast. Wow, there's so many people getting in touch and getting their tales of embarrassing parents off their chest today. It feels good to like get it out there and talk about it, doesn't it? We've never actually done a physical award for this before. We've done it in years gone by, but we've never actually got an award together. I think maybe we should. Mike's been on. When he left school and started working, his mum phoned the workshop on the first day and asked to speak to Mummy's little soldier. You can't really live that down after that, can you? He was there for 5 years. Also, this is from Harry on the way to Oxford. My mum once danced with a security guard at Haven and weed in someone's pint. Okay, good. And then there's Beth in Gateshead, There was that time when my mum announced to everyone at her 50th birthday party that I was conceived on the bathroom floor. Yeah, cheers, Mum. Thank you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You know, the great thing these days, if you've got a laptop, you can pretty much make music that sounds nearly as good as the stuff we play on Radio 1. Not, obviously, as good. Hello. But, you know, you can get it to be pretty good. Chris Smith, Opera News. Hi, by the way.
Hi.
Welcome. But, like, back in the day, bands used to have to get, you know, signed by a record label, and then they get into a recording studio. It was a long process. Now, anyone can do it, just sat at home on their computer. The downside of this is it also means my friend Robbie can make music. And that's what he's been doing over this weekend. He's had a bit of time on his hands. And he's now decided to make an album. And each of the tracks is about a different one of his friends.
Okay, so song about you, obviously.
There is one about me.
Good.
Would you like to hear some of that?
Definitely.
Okay, so this is going on the album. This is a song... Well, this is my one on the album.
Hi, my name's Scott. I'm the Peter Pan of radio.
What?
If you could see my face on the radio, you would see I have a baby face. I love music. I am music. I am the music man.
Kind of goes on like that.
I like listening to records in different formats. CDs, MP3s, and I watch DVDs. DVDs with multilinear storylines. Yes, I like to run. My legs have no hair on them.
Is it just reading out your CV?
This is the second time today that it's been mentioned that my legs have no hair on them.
Oh, no, this is news story of the day. I'm thinking I'm missing a trick going on like the news of the world.
What do you think?
I've got the Scott Mills hairless story in there.
Yeah.
Peace and love. One time. One time.
One time. That's my song.
That's amazing.
And there's another one about his brother John and his bike. They're quite similar.
John is going to cycle. He's going to get on his racing bike. He loves his racing bike. He cycled really fast, really, really fast, to my house. We ate meat and cheese. Cheese and meat on the raclette machine.
Don't get him.
He cycled back really fast. Quicker than when you go on the underground. He's quicker than the underground. You know the underground, he's quicker than that.
See, I can hear Annie Mack playing this.
Definitely, she loves a repetitive beat.
Yeah.
Flashing lights flashing.
Yeah, so
she loves raclette as well.
John's bike song she does. And there's one about my flatmate coming up, which I cannot wait for, but I doubt that we'll be able to play that on air ever.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Josh, hi.
Hello, Scott Mills.
Hello, Josh, off of Bournemouth. You alright?
I'm really good. I'm just sat at home with a cup of tea, not doing much.
Fabulous. Who's your embarrassing parent?
Well, both of them are quite bad, but my dad was the worst. Should I tell the story?
I would love if you could tell the story, yes.
Right, well, I'm at uni, so I don't live at home anymore, and my parents wanted to meet my girlfriend. So I thought I'd bring her back for a visit and they can all meet each other and be exciting.
Okay, so this is a new girlfriend.
Yeah, new girlfriend. She's been in the picture for a while. But I thought I'd bring her back to the rents anyway. And so she comes in and she meets my mum. And my mum calls her my old girlfriend's name, Sarah, which wasn't a great kickoff. That was embarrassing enough.
Oh. And what was her name?
The new one's Beth, the old one was Sarah.
Oh, so your mum's
like, confused, bless her.
Hi, Sarah.
Yeah, and I was like, Mum,
that was the
last
one.
That.
That was the one before.
Yeah, and then we go upstairs and we're in the middle of some kisses, let's say. And my dad shouts up, Josh, I want to meet your girlfriend. So it was her decision. We stopped the kisses.
Right.
Come down to the lounge. And my dad's not there. I'm a bit angry. We wait around for a bit. He comes in. I don't know, it's like he's got a green room or something. He comes in, and he's wearing a black evening gown, red lippy, and a big wig. I know, right? And my brothers had been briefed before. We were all sat in the lounge, and they weren't acting suspicious. I told her my family is pretty dysfunctional anyway. And we go about 4 minutes,
And she still just thinks this is normal, and she's trying her best to keep a straight face and just talk to him. And eventually, 4 minutes in, my brothers crack up, and it all becomes clear that he's actually normal. Not that that's not normal or anything, it's just not his cup of tea.
No.
The weird thing that I find about this is that my mum doesn't have a wig, a black dress and red nippy, so I don't know where he's got it all from.
Right, so this is still a mystery, right?
It's still a mystery, yeah. Nightmare.
This is, Josh, a classic case of when dads think, I know, I'll be really funny.
This is the problem. He thinks he's a comedian. Yeah, nightmare.
So had he ever done anything like this before?
He hadn't really done anything like this before. He's always tried to be funny. In fact, one thing he done, he likes to visit the dump now and then, as you do, and he came back with, like, I don't know if you imagine it, the really weird safari hats. Do you know what I mean? Like, the helmets they wore back off of, the 90s or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, really weird. And we got an air rifle, and my old girlfriend was here, and he was just roaming about the garden in the bushes with an air rifle and, like, off the 1910 safari hat. It was really, really bad.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah.
He just likes dressing up.
I think this is it. I think he just likes to dress up. I haven't found his dressing up box yet with all his Power Ranger outfits in. I'm sure there must be one.
Did it last long with Beth?
Well, I'm still with her. Well, I say I'm still with her. She's on the verge of dumping me, but that's just the story of my life, really. So I can't pin that on him. I'm just not a very good boyfriend.
Thank you. Love you, Josh. Radio 1 Podcast. Now, Fern played a little bit of this earlier on, and I'm going to play this for you in full now. You know the Scottish Is song that we made for Tea in the Park? You can download that if you want. It's free. Just go to the website if you're Scottish and proud. But I very much like it that people are now doing their own versions for where they live. Colin, a guy called Colin from Cornwall, has been on, and he did this. He's put it on YouTube. And maybe if you want to, you know, do a version of the Scottish Is song and tailor it to wherever you live, that would be great. Send it in to me. Cornish Is by Colin.
Cornish Is. Cornish is lovely. Cornish is handsome. Cornish is indigestion after a massive pasty. Cornish is a pasty. It doesn't matter what type, home baked, shop bought, small, medium, large. Cornish is not vegetarian. A cheese and onion pasty. Any meat in there, is he? No? Guess on. Cornish is Elston. It's Lanner. Camborne, Boswinger, Falmouth, Budok, Praise and Beeble, Come to Good, Lostwithiel. Gweek. Where's that to'un? Bloody Cornwall, that's where. Cornish is massive blokes with pasties in their veins and hands like massive shovels, not afraid to have a pasty for dinner, pasty for tea, and still have room for a bit of saffron cake. Handsome. Cornish is surfing. It's the waves. It's being attacked down Mainport Beach by seagulls wanting your pasty. Get off your go buy your own. Cornish is Newquay on a Saturday night. Boys and girls falling out of Bar Barracuda at 3 a.m. Cover yourself up, love. I can see your pasty. Cornish is Skinner's. It's Doombar, Trago Mills. Cornish is beers. Cornish is proud. Cornish is Cornwall. Cornish is just past Plymouth.
That strangely made me feel... I'm not even from Cornwall, but I feel quite proud. Bar Barracuda. And Trago Mills got mentioned. Hooray! That's Cornish. Good one, Colin. That's really good. I'd love it if more people did versions for where they live. I know Fern played a little bit of that earlier. You know, her Fern show, home of new music and exciting bands. She went to a festival this weekend.
I saw Texas.
In Belgium.
I saw James Blunt. I saw Simple Minds. Brian Adams, who was headlining. Absolutely brilliant.
Thanks, Fern. Radio 1 Podcast.
podcasts. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
We're doing the annual Embarrassing Parent Awards today, like we do. All right, Sam.
Hello.
Who's the embarrassing one in your family, then?
Definitely my father.
Okay, good. What's his name?
Den.
What's up with Den?
Well, basically, he's a lovely, lovely guy, but he's absolutely obsessed with flatulence. He can't stop. He's obsessed.
In what way?
Well, a few years ago, we were in a supermarket doing some shopping, and I was about 2 aisles away, and I heard somebody let one rip, and I was like, oh, my God, that's my dad. Went round, like, to the other aisles, and my dad was full-on laughing as this poor woman just looked absolutely disgusted at him.
And you heard this from 2 aisles away?
Yeah. I actually, what's more disturbing is I recognised the sound.
Oh, you've...
That's my dad.
You've recognised your own dad's fart. That's incredible.
That's how close we are.
Yeah.
And also, he's... he dragged me into a toy shop a few months ago to buy a fart machine.
God, he is obsessed.
It's absolutely embarrassing. He's mortifying. He actually sat outside his coffee shop where he lives and just sort of pressed the machine every time someone walked past.
Finds that hilarious, doesn't he?
He does, bless him.
Den loves a good fart.
He does love a good fart. Got to get his kicks from somewhere now he's old.
How old is he?
I'm 79.
What? How old?
79.
That's brilliant.
It's a little bit embarrassing, but brilliant.
I really like the idea of him just sat outside the coffee shop with his remote control. Oh, there's another one.
I think he even pretends that he can smell something really bad around him as well. He goes with the whole hog.
I think you should celebrate Den, not be embarrassed of.
Do you think? Oh, I've got my own back over the years, but yeah, I do celebrate my my lovely daddy self with John Birkin.
How did you get your own back? By farting?
I'm a lady. Ladies don't do things like that. I did, however, lie when I was quite young and told him I was pregnant just to get my own back on him.
As you do.
I just went, I'm pregnant.
And he went...
He did actually genuinely did. went a bit pale and held on to the kitchen side.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Don't you hate it when people don't listen to you? I hate it. Hello? Hello? Thank you. Ronnie Mitchell of EastEnders had this problem last Thursday. I'd imagine probably had the same problem on the omnibus. Nobody would listen to her. Now, Jess Holmes, one of our listeners, spotted this. Thanks, Jess. 20 Scott Mills points, if you get this right. But it needs to be bang on, right? So nobody was listening to Ronnie on Thursday's EastEnders. How many times did she say, listen to me? Listen to me. How many times? Guess now. Let's find out.
I'll say goodbye, not like I'm going away. I'll just say goodbye like I know I'm going to prison.
We haven't
like
got
that.
Time.
That will be okay.
We haven't got time.
Listen to me.
Sorry,
listen to me. I have got to be in court in less than an hour. This is our last chance to speak to each other. Sorry, listen to me.
Do you think he loves you?
Michael.
Do you think you can trust him?
Michael loves me and I love him and you're jealous.
Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm going. Do you hear me? I'm going. I didn't want to run away, OK? Michael has forced my hand.
Don't give up, do you?
Listen to me. Roxy, listen to me. He is going to hurt you. He is going to really hurt you.
He loves me. He told me he loves
listen
me.
Listen to me.
Come on, Bea. Come on with that.
Listen to me. It's not going to work. Roxy, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm fine.
What am I going to do without you?
Listen to me. Listen to me. You don't need me.
Wow. 15 listen to me's in there. If you said 15, give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. She said it a lot, didn't she? That would be a brilliant advert for someone's radio show, I think. Radio 1. Annie Mack.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
Friday, 7 p.m.
Podcast.
Ashley.
Hello there.
Who's embarrassing?
My mother. She's so embarrassing.
My mother. Why?
Well, a few things, really. The first being the most worrying, she has some intimate piercings.
Piercings?
Piercings, yeah, which she tells all my friends about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those ones that go off when you go through airport security?
Fortunately not.
Oh, thank God.
I've got a funny feeling they might be plastic, but she's got three, and I'll let you imagine by yourselves where they are, but there are multiple.
Two.
Yeah.
I can't wear that out, actually.
Do you want me to tell you?
I don't think I do.
It's probably best not to, seriously.
No, I don't think. When did she get these done, then?
Well, the first two she got together a good sort of 5 years ago now, and then she decided she wanted to take it one step further and get the down below one.
Okay.
And that was more recently. That was about 2 years ago.
Did she ask you or tell you about the piercings before she had them done?
She's quite happy to talk about it, yeah. I don't think she asked my permission. but she definitely told people about it. Her people that she works with, they talk about it all the time. They really take the mick out of her for it, but she loves it.
Okay, so we've got the piercings. What else?
She once weeded my brother's trainers.
But why? Is this a medical thing, or is it just she just likes a wheel?
No, she's just special.
I like the sound of your mum.
She's great.
She sounds like she maybe should be on Loose Women. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think, to be fair, I think she'd scared the women on Loose Women a little bit.
She'd scared Denise Welch. No, imagine those two together on Loose Women. Imagine Carol McGiffin, Denise Welch, and your mum.
My mum. You know who she's quite like? Victoria Wood.
Is she?
But a bit more extreme, yeah.
She's like Victoria Wood, but with intimate piercings. Love you, bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
We do this every year. It's the embarrassing parents thing. Embarrassing dad on Facebook is coming in quite a lot. Louise has been on. He's a nice guy, but comments incessantly on Louise's Facebook. Now, she said, well, I'll delete you as a friend. And he said, well, if you do that, I'll delete you off my will. So she hasn't. But he writes on most of her photos, always a jokey comment, followed by his now trademark LOL, always in capitals, then sparks up conversations with Louise's friends on their statuses, and God forbid if a boy comments on my status or photos, I'll be questioned about who he is, how I know him, etc. It's beyond awkward.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wayne's been on, saying you sound a bit lonely without Becky and without Chris. I'm fine, actually. I'm absolutely fine. Like I need them, yeah? That was the wanted. And glad you came. Becky can't hear this anyway because I know for a fact she's out for someone's birthday drinking cocktails, so it's all fine. I doubt they've got Radio 1 on, to be fair. Right, the new Nero track is coming up. Loads of people saying about embarrassing parents on Facebook. Just don't get involved with Facebook and your parents. It's never good, Sarah. You agree, right?
Yeah, I do.
Tell me.
My dad is on Facebook, and probably about a month ago now, he went through the stage of uploading embarrassing pictures of me and my sister onto Facebook and then tagging us in them.
Oh, right. What, these baby pictures or what?
There were a few baby pictures, and then my sister, he tagged her in one, like a really embarrassing one of her when she was a teenager with, like, really dodgy hair and dodgy clothes and things.
Right.
And
well, you can untag.
Yeah, so she did. She untagged herself, so then he set it as his profile picture and started commenting on our profiles.
Oh, does he talk to your friends as well?
Yeah, he's friends with a few of our friends anyway, but then obviously his way to get around that was if he started talking to our friends through our statuses and stuff, they could obviously see that his profile picture was an embarrassing picture of me or my sister, so they'd then click on it and have a look.
Right, so they can see them whenever, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. Loving that. Yeah, that's not a good idea. Did you get him onto Facebook in the first place?
I can't remember. I think we did mention it, and then all of a sudden he came on. And at first it's like, oh, it's really cool, my dad's on Facebook.
No,
it's
not.
And then he starts to do that, and it's like, oh, yeah, no, it's really not.
No, really not. Get him off it at once.
Yeah, I think so.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
BBC Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.